Your name, please?
Dorothy Draper.
And your position and occupation?
President of Dorothy Draper Incorporated, designers and interior decorators.
Mrs. Draper, do you feel that interior decorating is a matter of faddism, or is it something deeper than that?
Well, my viewpoint is, Mr. Kennedy, that very few things ever change in the world. They go through cycles. You may live in a cave and you want to decorate the sides of the caves, and then you move on through the centuries. And today, certainly, we are in a period where people are very keen about decorating.
This is Viewpoint, an unrehearsed and personal interview with another distinguished and well-known personality who will reveal to you, the American public, what he holds to be the responsibilities of his position in American life. Produced by the Episcopal Church and brought to you as a public service by this station. Mr. Kennedy's guest today is Dorothy Draper, interior decorator. Here is the moderator of the award-winning series Viewpoint, the Reverend Dana F. Kennedy. Mr. Kennedy.
Mrs. Draper, welcome to Viewpoint. It's a great pleasure and privilege to have you. We know that you're a nationally and internationally recognized leader in home furnishings and interior decorating, and there are some questions which I'd like to ask you. But first of all, would you tell me what are some of the areas of work which an interior decorator does?
Well, you're asking me a question which is a little difficult because all decorators don't lump into the same group.
I see.
We're just doing the conveyor plans.
That sounds like an exciting...
We're not doing the machinery, but we're doing the decorating of the inside. We're doing a hospital, we're doing a large hotel, we're doing a number of motels. And we only occasionally do private houses.
When a person gets into the decorating field, does he find there are certain principles which apply to all kinds of decorating?
Decorating, you see, is just like life. The same principles apply. Daring, mixed with restraint. Color, which is dark sometimes and sometimes bright. Shadow and light. All the things that are in extremes apply to decorating just exactly as they do to living.
It's a matter of judgment on the part of the person doing it?
Yes, absolutely.
What is the jumping off place when a person...
How to get started?
Yes.
Well, the great thing about getting started is getting started. People talk about it and don't do it.
What keeps them back from doing it? They think they don't know enough about it?
Yes, and I think there's been a sort of a fear built up that you have to know a lot to do any decorating, whereas you don't have to know anything.
Just
a little taste and a paintbrush.
You don't actually have to be able to say in words all of the rules.
No, we see a lot of people who don't know very much build up rules because it's such an easy way of teaching people things. But when you know something, you don't need to give people a lot of rules. All you need is to have a little experience. Now, for instance, the best way to do decorating would to go into display. I'd like to have all the decorating schools have a year of display for their, their patients. I mean their pupils. And the pupils then will really know how to do things very easily and freshly instead of things out of books.
Well, when you say display, I'm not quite sure I know what you
mean. The kind of things they do in department stores.
You mean like window displays?
Window displays and all kinds of displays through the department stores.
Well, the expression of taste and of common sense and judgment, this is what, the expression of personality, fundamentally?
You can't teach good taste. You either have it or you haven't got it. But most people do have it.
Then
they get scared, that's all.
Oh, they're afraid that just having
somebody
taste...
Somebody else will say they haven't got it.
Well, let's be specific, then. If we were going to decorate a private home, and the person couldn't afford to bring in a professional decorator, what could they do? Would they turn to books, or...?
Yes, you could get a certain amount of just cheerful knowledge out of a book, but really you just have to go ahead and do it yourself, and if it looked nice, it would be nice. We have that slogan in the office, if it looks right, it is right.
Does it take a lot of money to buy materials?
No. Now, for instance, I know somebody who had a front door to their house, and the house was a brownish-colored house, and the trim around the door was a yellowish-colored trim, and the door was a sort of a dirty white, and it had a door knocker on the door, which was the brass. One time it had been brass, and then in front of it there was a little straw mat, which was all worn down at the corner. And when you stood in front of the door, you didn't care much whether you went in or not, but you would. You'd go in and have dinner, but it wasn't much fun. You didn't feel as if it was going to be much fun. But one day, I came to this same house, and I stood in front of this house, And I suddenly said, well, what can have happened to them? Something must have happened, because the door was painted the most lovely cerulean blue, the knocker had been all polished and shiny and nice, and all around the door had been painted white, and there was a new mat costing, I suppose, $2.25 in front of the door, and great big laundry tubs painted white, and then in them, masses of great big white daisies with red geraniums.
It was like a welcome to you.
Well, I suddenly said, what's happened to them? I was just filled with excitement going in.
I can see where the decoration really makes a difference in the way your friends feel when
feel
they come
about
into your
you.
House.
No question.
What about the actual decoration of a house itself? Are there any principles that apply to this?
Yes. You have to have a theme that goes all through. You might come into a hall, and the hall might be, painted, just for fun, dark green with white trim. Then you might go into the living room, which might be all white. And then you might go into another room, which might be white wallpaper with green leaves and bright flowers. No, you pick it up. You lose it and pick it up, just like a theme in a piece of music. You know the way themes are picked up and lost and picked up again, just the same in doing a house. I had a little two-room apartment, and I lived in it with my daughter and a black and white Dalmatian dog. And I used to entertain in the chicest way with a very smart English butler who used to come in and wait on the tables. And what we had, there was no room for a big table, so we had a series of little tiny tables, a little tiny table for each person. And the whole place was painted light blue, and all the floors were painted white, and on the white floors there were white fur rugs, which hadn't been done before at that time. It looked out over the river in New York. And the white floors and the white rugs went right through from the front to the back. And in the back there was a Dalmatian dog with my daughter who slept in the same room. And there was a double-decker bed, also painted all light blue, with little chintz ruffles and white with pink roses. And then there was a little ladder going up to the top of the bed, and that was for a guest. But instead of that, the Dalmatian dog learned how to climb the ladder and used to sleep in the top bed all the time.
Well, then... Actually, decoration goes right along with all of the other things that make a house into a home.
You can create a home only through the heart.
But the expressions that you've been talking about, if a person dare do it, does show something of the quality of the heart?
I think so.
I understand, too, that you've done some very interesting work in hospitals, in the decoration of hospitals. How did you happen to get into that field?
Well, I went after getting this new job, which was a hospital, which had to be done. And then when we had the job, you see, that's what decorators have to do. They have to get it signed before they go ahead.
Yes,
that's the most difficult part. And then having gotten it, then I suddenly realized that I didn't know anything about a hospital because I'd never been sick. Oh. So that I had to get a friend of mine to take a room for me for 3 days up at one of the big hospitals so that I could go to bed and study it.
Oh, you went in just as a patient would go.
Just as a patient would go.
Well, what were some of the impressions you received? I suppose you were looking for decoration.
Yeah. Well, that was 10 years ago, an utter dreariness. And the room was a sort of a tan, and it had natural oak furniture, and I couldn't go into it all. There were too many details.
But it gave a depressing.
Very depressing. So we eliminated all that and turned over a new leaf.
You put color?
Yes, color and freshness and cheerfulness, and we decided we'd dedicate it to health rather than to disease.
Well, this sounds to me as if the actual design and color and the expression, wherever it may be found, has influence upon the person that comes in contact with it.
I think it does. I think it does.
Then it makes a real difference, the kind of environment and atmosphere that a person either lives or works in.
Well, you see, really, color is the magic, and the Lord invented all kinds of beautiful things like narcissuses and roses and all the lovely flowers and hemlock trees and dark colors and light colors and everything that is beautiful. And if only you can translate some of that into interiors, then you can change your life. And strangely enough, almost everybody wants to change their life.
Then if you have one message which we might say was directed towards our listener, it would be to take a try at making their home or their office or whatever it is that they're concerned about a better place through decoration.
And that hardly anybody knows anything more than anybody else, so that they needn't be fearful.
What they have to express is actually themselves.
With a few basic rules of just lovely color.
And the scale
right,
and the shades.
Size and comfort. And then there's one little extra thing, and that is fashion. That does come in on it.
Well, is fashion conformity to a trend?
Just slightly, snow, enough to give you a sort of a phlegm, more fun. I mean, a hat that you've had 6 years ago may be irresistible and just as becoming, but it may be a little bit out of fashion and sort of fun to get another hat, which is in fashion.
A question I've wanted to ask you, Mrs. Draper, for a long time. I know that you worked for 5 years as editor of Good Housekeeping's magazine, Studio of Architecture, Building and Home Furnishings. In the manner of communicating with people through this media, did you find a great interest in decoration?
Oh, I was tremendously interested. I myself was so interested. They taught me so much. I don't know if I taught them as much as they taught me.
You mean the kind of questions they sent
yes.
to you?
Yes. The questions and how difficult they had found it up to then to get started, have the courage to do it.
From the questions that you received from them, did you gain a feeling of the kind of people who were writing in? Did their questions reveal something about themselves?
I think very much so. I think many lonely people.
And the answers you were able to give them, do you think that helped them in any way?
Well, I hope so.
I mean, in addition to actually...
I'm sure it did. We tried to be very specific.
I've wondered if one of the great morale factors in our country today is not our magazines, of the shelter magazines.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. They're doing a beautiful
and
job.
The style magazines. These all bring people out to express themselves.
And fashion. Fashion has become such fun for everybody, even men.
Mrs. Draper, I remember hearing you say once that you wanted to design the interior of a butcher shop. I've often wondered why...
I'm afraid that was a slip of the tongue, but I have always thought it would be rather fun to do a butcher shop.
Sort of a challenge?
Sort of a challenge.
Did you ever get to do that?
No, we never have, but perhaps sometime somebody will come around and really find a lovely corner butcher shop for us to do.
Mrs. Draper, a personal question, if I may. What are the deep down satisfactions that make you give your life to this kind of work?
Well, I don't give it to this work because I'm doing it for a purpose, but in doing it, I get a great deal of satisfaction and a great deal of happiness, and I think that the world is made of lonely people, and doing commercial work as we do so much, I feel that we make lots of lonely people less lonely.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Draper. It's been delightful to have you on Viewpoint.
I've enjoyed it.
This has been Viewpoint. An unrehearsed personal interview with another distinguished and well-known personality, produced as a public service by the Division of Radio and Television of the Protestant Episcopal Church. Today's guest was Dorothy Draper, interior decorator.